This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Tremendous Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on here on the brilliant BetQL network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. We got a lot to do over the course of the next 3 hours on the show. Mike Gallagher joins us in 20 minutes from Establish the Run, talking tonight's five-game slate in the NBA, all things betting on the association. Josh Norris coming up in hour number three. Sam Panayotovic coming up in hour number three. And an 80-minute power hour to close the show. NBA, college hoops, including overnights, National Hockey League, and side total and props as Week 13 in the National Football League kicks off tonight in the Big Easy with the Saints and the Dallas Cowboys. Joining us right now on the show, though, to talk about Saints-Cowboys tonight and the rest of the slate here, Week 13 in the National Football League, we welcome back one of our old friends here on You Better You Bet, and that is the great Pete Prisco from CBS Sports on Twitter at Prisco CBS, national NFL columnist for CBS Sports. You see him on CBS Sports HQ, and you watch him there as well, and you listen to him on Will Brinson, the Pick 6 podcast, courtesy of CBS Sports. Pete, welcome back to the show. It's Nick and Ken. How you doing, my friend? Do we have Pete, gentlemen? All right, just let me know when we have Pete ready, and we will go to Pete Prisco once we have Pete locked and loaded and ready to go here on the show. I was actually just thinking during the break, Ken, about how excited I would be to bet Washington +7.5 if that were the matchup.
Really?
So,
I mean, well, everyone was excited to, everyone, including me, was excited to bet them in the regular season game. I mean, obviously, it opened 10.5, and that's part of what generated that excitement. And you know, Heinicke doesn't fumble the ball at the 0.1-yard line. You don't have all the goal line foibles for the rest of the team, and just like completely ridiculous stuff happened. Yeah, that game's really competitive. I don't know if that game's going to necessarily shape what the market is when we get there, or if Heinicke, like dueling Tom Brady last year, if that is that, you know, helps shape the market too, that we've seen him do it in a playoff game and it's actually, you know, gone pretty well. I guess that's possible, but I mean, I just think, you know, even with Washington playing better, they're kind of on this run a little bit. I just think Packers are so much better. They ever have Jaire Alexander back for that game too, to cover McLaurin. Like, that's just really, really awesome, obviously.
Well, I think, well, Curtis Samuel being back, I think, is going to potentially pay dividends for Washington
sure.
as well.
Let's see how he develops.
Logan Thomas back in the offense as well for the Washington football team. So guys, just let me know when we have Pete ready to go here. Okay. We do have Pete back with us. Pete, what's going on, brother? Welcome back to the show. Okay, so it seems like we're having some kind of like board issue. Let's see if we can get this figured out, guys, because it would be great if we could have guests on the show today. So I don't know really what's happening here.
we need a lot of them. We need a lot of them today.
Yeah, well, we have four of them scheduled, so it'd be great. Okay. Pete, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. Well, our first visit was really short. They cut me off. They couldn't hear me. So everything's good. You got your board fixed, so now we can talk some football.
Sounds good. Happy to have you on, Pete. Thanks for bearing with us through whatever tech difficulties those were. Let's start with Thursday Night Football is actually great tonight. Let's start with tonight's game, and it's had some interesting market movement too. Spread's been moving, and as I'm sure you're guessing, Pete, it's been moving all toward Dallas because looks like New Orleans is going to be really shorthanded in this game. No Kamara, no Ramchick, no Armstead. Dallas now out to, in some places, a 6.5-point favorite now. So through 6 to 6.5 in a bunch of places with a total of 46. Your thoughts on maybe some expectations on what we could see from Dallas and New Orleans tonight?
Well, look, I'm not a big fan of Taysom Hill. I mean, Nick knows that. I call him the gimmick, and it's I don't think he's a quarterback. But you can use him to try and shorten the game. And by that, I mean, you know, use all that zone read stuff, let him carry the football. And when he started games, he's actually done okay in those games. And so I think that's what their strategy is going to be, you know, just try and shorten the game a little bit, because offensively, look, they can get by without Kamara. I'm not worried about that one. The ones I'm worried about are the two tackles. You know, you don't have both of them. And James Hurst has stepped in and done some decent things. He hasn't been awful. But, you know, you can't continue to play without your two starting tackles, two high-priced tackles, and two big cogs of that offensive line and hope to continue to move the ball in a conventional way. So I think it has to be gimmicked up a little bit with the gimmick to try and shorten the game from that standpoint on the other side.
Yeah, and that number's up to 6.5 now at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. The Cowboys, 6.5-point road favorites. Ken and I will give our picks, side total, and props coming up in the Power Hour to close the show. Pete, a game that Ken and I have not spent a lot of time this week discussing because it's not one of the marquee games on the board, but one that could attract some betting interest, and I think I have a thought on this game, and we talked about it on Monday's edition of the show, is the Rams and the Jaguars, with the Rams a 13-point home favorite right now, and the total of this game sitting at 48. Now, Matthew Stafford did not look great, did not look healthy in the loss last week in Lambeau against the Packers, and with Jacksonville, it's just not great there overall. So curious, you know, you're as plugged into the Jaguars organization as it gets. What do you think about this game, the Rams laying nearly two touchdowns at home against Jacksonville?
I hate laying two touchdowns, but I'm going to do it. And the reason I'm going to do it is a couple of different ones. First off, they're 3-13 in the West Coast in their career. They're terrible on the West Coast. And remember, the last time they went West, they were coming off a bye. And went and played Seattle, who we found out isn't very good, and Seattle dominated them from start to finish. And if the Rams had beat, you know, Green Bay last week, I'd probably sit there and say, okay, maybe they overlook them a little bit, but they didn't. And they, you know, and that's why I think they're going to be focused here. Jacksonville's offensive line will be just beat up bad by that defensive line. Aaron Donald against Ben Bartsch. Ben Bartsch last week had problems with Grady Jarrett. Aaron Donald's going to line up against them a bunch. And I think that's going to be a problem for Trevor Lawrence. So I just don't think Jacksonville scores enough. They don't scare anybody. And I think the Rams will get the offense back on track in this one. As you know, the Jaguars defense has been better. You know, Tyson Campbell is really coming on as a corner, but they're not up to this task. So I think the Rams cover this number. I hate laying big numbers, but I would lay it in this spot.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Pete, curious what you think about the Ravens-Steelers meeting that we have coming up on Sunday, because it kind of seems like, you know, Mike Tomlin, obviously, after they lose to the Bengals, kind of trying to set this up as like an all-in situation. A lot of really strong quotes to the media, a lot of strong sound to the media, like, we're going to make a lot of changes, all this kind of stuff. And it kind of sets up a really interesting market dynamic, too, where Baltimore, who'd be the number one seed, by the way, in the AFC if the playoffs started right now, a 4-point, so kind of a short road favorite, total 44. These teams, obviously, with a ton of, you know, fairly physical football history. What side are you leaning in, Baltimore, Pittsburgh?
I'm leaning to the Steelers. I think desperation is at play here. And, oh, by the way, when was the last time the Ravens played a good game? You know when it was? It was against the Chargers in mid-October. They haven't been very good. I mean, offensively, they struggled at Miami. You know, the Bears game, they didn't have Lamar Jackson, but he was terrible last week. And so I'm taking the home team. I think the Steelers, yeah, they haven't played well, and they were bad last week. But I think this is a good coach, a prideful coach with a lot of veteran players on it. And I think he's going to get that team up ready to play. And so if you're going to give me that many points in a home dog situation, I'm going to take it. I think the Steelers, I think the Steelers have a legitimate chance to win this game. Again, I go back to what I said about the Ravens. When was the last time they looked good?
Yeah, certainly didn't look good on Sunday night in the win in primetime over the Cleveland Browns. Pete, I know you can't wait for this matchup because it's two awesome young quarterbacks going head-to-head. Two top 10 picks in last year's NFL draft, and that's the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow hosting Justin Herbert and the LA Chargers. The Bengals, 3-point home favorites, total 50.5. Ken and I both like the Chargers at plus 3 here. Curious your thought on this game with Burrow and the Cincinnati hosting Herbert and the Bolts.
This was a tough game for me because you know how I feel about Justin Herbert. I also think Joe Burrow is outstanding. I made the statement that he'll win a Super Bowl in the next 10 years, and guys I work with took it and made it two, but I do think he's going to win one. So it's a great matchup of quarterbacks, like you mentioned. The problem with the Chargers is your hero, the coach. Give me a break. I mean, they've ruined this kid. This kid should be throwing lasers down the field, and he's become a dink-and-dunk quarterback. They've taken a guy who was a star last year and tried to fit him into this offense that was catered to Drew Brees, who couldn't throw the ball down the field anymore. And I think what they've done to him is a disservice. And I think on the other side of the ball, the Bengals can run it. I mean, we've seen that. Their offensive line's getting better. The rookie right guard, Carmen, starting to play like a big-time player. He was dominant last week against the Steelers. And I think they're going to run the ball down the throat to the Chargers, who can't stop the run. Joe Mixon, big day. I would lean to the Bengals, but this is a game I do not love.
Pete, we spent some time in the first hour doing kind of like if the playoffs started today, what would the matchups be? And one of the games we spent a bunch of time on was a rematch of the Washington-Green Bay game. And some of the time was spent on like what can we really trust Washington in like a road playoff game with Taylor Heinicke? Like even with Washington on this run and playing much better, kind of what are they right now? And this Sunday, they have a really, really interesting game in Vegas against the Raiders. A small spread game, Vegas by about 2, total 49. What do you make of Washington's recent success and what do you like in football team and Raiders?
Yeah, Washington's playing better in the secondary. I think that has that's a big reason why their defense is playing better. You know, William Jackson really struggled early in the year, and he's playing much better. Fuller, same thing. They're both playing much better. They're not having as many busts on the back end. So that makes it even, tougher to move the football against them, even without, Chase Young and Sweat in the lineup. And they are getting interior pressure from Allen and that gang. So I think defensively they're getting better. But Heinicke's playing well. And he's starting to get guys back. You know, Thomas is back now and Samuel's back. And I think another game under their belt will help them. And I think the ball's going to be moved up and down the field this game. I think, when you look at the Raiders and what they did last week, get DeSean Jackson going, I think that's huge for them. So they're good because you got to stretch the field. I think they'll score points. I think Washington will score points. I think this game's going over the total.
A couple more minutes here with our guy, Pete Prisco from CBS Sports. Tremendous Thursday. You better, you bet. Brilliant BetQL Network with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. Pete, want to make sure we get your take on Monday Night Football before we let you go. So let's do it here, and then we'll bounce back to some of the other games on Sunday. With the Bills, obviously, 3-point home favorites against the Patriots, although this is really like 2.75, like hovering between 3 and 2.5. Total is 43 with potential inclement weather in the forecast in Western New York on Monday night. I like Buffalo a little bit if the number is going to be 2.5. How do you see this one playing out? Like, field-wise here, and who do you think is going to win and cover, Bills and Patriots?
I'm with you on Buffalo, and I watched a ton of tape on Patriots in the last week, and what they're doing on defense is outstanding. It's one of the best schemes to watch, the way they free guys up in one-on-one situations. And I'll give you an example. They'll overload to a side and show a blitz from that side and make it so the line shifts that way and slides that way. And then they leave a guy like Judon in one-on-one situations that he wins. And look, Judon's a good player, but when you're in a one-on-one situation, it's a lot easier to win when they're sliding the protection that way. So Belichick knows how to free his guys up. I love what they do on defense. They're not the most talented defense, but everybody on the defense is smart. Everybody hustles. Everybody plays hard. And so they compensate for the lack of overall talent. On the other side of the ball, you know what they want to do? They want to run the football and take those little dink shots that, no down the field shots, but the little dink shots off of the play action that Mac Jones did. By the way, he had good numbers last week. When you watched the tape of last week's game, it wasn't nearly as good as those numbers will portray. He missed a couple shots. He threw a couple balls in the guy's stomachs that were drops, should have been picks. And so for that reason, I'm on the other side. I'm with you, Nick. I think Buffalo has to learn how to play patiently. And they did that last week against the Saints. Kansas City went through this early in the season, looking for the home run. We got to hit the home run. And teams play all that off coverage. And what do? You're still trying to hit the home run. First, you got to take the single, run the ball. You got to take the double, the little shot in the middle of the field to Kelsey. And then everybody starts coming down, and then you go over the top. And I think that's where Buffalo has been all year. They keep trying to hit the home runs. And last week, I thought he was much more patient taking the single and the double, and it helped open everything else up. And they'll do that in this game. I think they'll play better. They'll have to run the ball a little bit, but I think they'll find a way to win the game and cover.
Pete, we got about 2-3 minutes left, maybe hit a couple more games with you. And I definitely want to ask you about San Francisco, Seattle, because, you know, like Russell Wilson's been back for a few weeks now. The Seahawks have been getting a ton of credit in the betting market because he's back, but the team's played absolutely horrendously, right? I mean, obviously shut out by Green Bay. They lose on Monday Night Football to Washington in kind of a crazy finish. And now a really interesting spot where they're between 3 and 3.5 point home underdog to suddenly resurgent San Francisco. So what do you like in 49ers, Seahawks, with the Niners favored by about 3, 3.5?
Yeah, normally I would sit here and say take Seattle, because this is a spot where if you get the home team as a dog, you take them. But they're so bad right now. And Russell Wilson's finger is clearly an issue. You know, he might say it isn't, but it is. But if you just watch him on tape, the ball sails. He's wild. He's high. He's not throwing the ball to DK Metcalf. You know, I joked around with Princeton today. I said, maybe he fell in love with all those imaginary receivers he was throwing to when he was out, and he forgot all about DK Metcalf. I mean, my gosh. And get him the ball. And so you look at the 49ers, and what have they done the last 3 weeks? They got back to being the 49ers. They're smashing people. They're, you know, over 150 yards rushing in each of the last three games. They'll go up there. They'll physically play power football, run the ball. And I think they'll control the clock, and I think the 49ers will go up and win that game. Normally, I would say love to take the Seahawks in this spot, but not in this situation. I'll take the Niners.
Pete, we have about 30 seconds to go here. Just curious, if Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins are cleared to play and start for the Cardinals on Sunday, do you think they hit the ground running after like a month of inactivity? How do you see those two playing here? Because it will affect the point spread of the Cardinals and Bears in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, I don't think so, Nick. I think it's hard to just hit the field running. I really do. I think you're going to have rust. Who knows how healthy they are? Are they rushing it back? I think it'll take a game. And so for that reason, I think the Bears hang around in that game on Sunday. I might be crazy because I like some really stupid teams this week, and it's probably going to come back and bite me to behind. Bears being one of them, Jets being another one. I mean, can I be that dumb? I like some really dumb teams this week, but I think they're going to hang around. I think the Bears will keep that one close. I'll take Chicago in that game.
Oh, I like the Jets also, Pete. And Ken likes the Eagles. It just goes to show, Ken and I don't agree on every game. Pete, we love having you on You Better You Bet on Twitter at PriscoCBS, CBSSports.com, CBS Sports HQ. Stay well, brother, and we'll catch up with you down the line.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Coming up next here on You Better You Bet, we turn our attention to the association. Mike Gallagher from Establish the Run is going to join us to break down today's 5-game slate in the NBA, all things betting in the association.